Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Ayin Reish Beis. We don't want to say Rav, famine. Instead, we say Orei, very pleasant. Ayin Reish Beis, Omud Aleph. And we're in the fourth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we're going to, Amir Tzashem, start and finish today Simin Tuf Zayin, which deals with which people are allowed to leave their Tchum L'chatchila on Shabbos, as we'll see, doing some sort of a Devar Mitzvah. The Mechaber begins Sif Aleph. Mishi Yotzu Chutz L'Tchum B'Rishus. If somebody left his Tchum with permission, Chazal said, such a person is allowed to leave his tchum. What are such examples? Kigon, chachama haba liyaled, a midwife known as a chachama, a wise woman who is going to help assist in some woman giving birth. So see, she's an essential person, has a heter pikuach nefashos over here to go and help the woman give birth, to assist in the giving birth. So she's allowed to go out. V'chayotze b'zeh, or any similar pikuach nefashos situation. The classical example of the hatzala person having to go outside the tchum. Mishbur explains this if kodin aleph. Dover shemut lotzis bishvilo. Talking here about anything where it is halachically permissible for the person to leave his tchum. For example, kigon sh'arei inyan pikuach nefesh. Any other example of pikuach nefeshos, where a person has to leave the tchum, as I mentioned, the hatzola case. We'll see a number of these additional situations mentioned specifically in Siv Gimel over here in a few moments. Likewise, if a person is going to testify that he saw the new moon, and he's going to have to go beyond this tchum to get to the Beis Din on Shabbos morning. So Bisman Shekidshu Apiria, that's during the time that the Gemara taught us that they would originally be Mekadesh Techodesh, not by a calculation, but they'd have two witnesses say that they saw the new moon. So in this situation, you're likewise allowed to go and leave your Tchum in order to do this Dvar Mitzvah. The issue footnote number one has a very interesting question. What happens if you're dealing with going more than Yud Beis Mil, for example, for the midwife or for the woman to go to the hospital? So in this situation, are you allowed to go with a non-Jewish person? You have a problem of yichud, and here this may be an issur d'oraisa. So are you allowed to go and ask one person to do an issur over here of tum, which may be an issur d'oraisa in this situation, in order to prevent somebody else from doing a issur of yichud? So he brings down the Zemachlokes Achronim. He says, the Das of the Shem Aryeh says, Mutav lavar alisa tchumim shum d'rabanon l'rov hashitos. It's preferable to have one person be over the Nisa d'rabanon of tchumim, which according to Moshitos is only an Nisa d'rabanon, as opposed to that this woman, this mialedes, this midwife, is going to be miyached over here, which is an issur Torah. On the other hand, he brings down from the Shelas Achumas Hemek Sheila that disagrees with this opinion of the Shem Aryeh. And he says, we never ask a person to sin in order to help somebody else not sin. So you're asking this person to do an issur d'rabbanan, according to Moshitos, in order that this other person shouldn't do an issur d'oraisa. He says, we don't require somebody to do that. In any event, when a person does leave the tchum with permission, the Mechaber tells us, Yesh lo apayim amo l'chol ruach, the rabbis didn't institute any sort of a knas over here. The person, wherever he's going to, now has that as his new mokum shvitsa, and that he now has 2,000 amos in all directions from that place, but also mokum shigilo, wherever he has to go. Let's say the midwife has to go and deliver. So from that place, now where she delivered the baby, she has 2,000 amos in every direction. And the migil ir, if that is a hospital, let's say in a city, the person who's been with permission left his tchum is now inside a city, so we view him as Harehu Ka'an She'ir. He's like a regular person who dwelled in that city at the start of Shabbos. V'yish lo apayim l'chol ruach chutz l'ir. He has the entire city as Dalet Amos, and then he has 2,000 Amos beyond the city. And the Ramah adds that we've discussed some of the similar dinim in Erev Shabbos for a person being allowed to go out on a trip, Ayin Le'el Sof Simen Reish Memches, which we'll see what those halachos saw. And the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Hay tells us that those were Inyan Yotzei Erev Shabbos L'dvar Mitzvah, a person going out to do a mitzvah on Erev Shabbos when you're not supposed to travel. And look at the Mishnah Berurah over there in Sivkot Lamed Beis, Masha Kasav Nabin Yosef, further details about this Ayin Sham. Now let's go back and do the Mishnah Berurah Sivkot and Beis. The person who goes with permission outside its tchum gets 2,000 amos in every direction. If going out over here beyond his tchum, and now he gets 2,000 amos, but that would allow him to come back within his tchum, so then so he is allowed to go back to his house, and then he goes back to his original tchum, where he has 2,000 amos from his house in every direction. The issue footnote number two brings down, he brings down from Shlomo Zalman over here, that if the person is going outside via this mitzvah, 11 and a half mil, from his house. And now, if we gave him 2,000 amas, he would go beyond the 12 mil, the yud beis mil, which according to some is a din daraisa. So therefore, in this situation, Rav Shlomo Zalman suggests, yesh lesser al adam zeh lotzeis lo'osu tzad yosem yichomesh meos ama. In that direction, he would only be allowed to go another 500 amas. In the other directions, where it's not going beyond the yud beis mil, he could go the 2,000 amas. However, he then subsequently retracts this, and he writes, yitochet sheish l'hoka, was that one can be lenient over here, especially... And there are many opinions that still say even the Yud Beis Mil is only an Issur Rabbanon. And even according to the Rambam, who says that the Yud Beis Mil is an Issur Torah, he says that may only apply in a real Rishus HaRabim, but it wouldn't be Noah in a Carmelis, so there's room to be Makel in this situation. Mr. Bruce of Cotton Gimel writes, Afli Acha Shekvar Osa Mitzvahi, even this 2,000 amas that he gets is even after he's already completed the mitzvah. We don't say until he does the mitzvah, he gets 2,000 amas. And after that, we punish him and make him stay only and move Dalet Amos. No, once he's been heter, allowed to go, he has for the rest of that Shabbos, even after he's completed doing the mitzvah that he was doing, 2,000 amas in every direction. The Mishnah Berurah continues that this 2,000 amas that he gets, the skin loz there, the imlo yeh rashai lozuz mimikomo yimna atzmo shalolotzis od. If a person knew that once he's done with the mitzvah, he would be stuck, he wouldn't be able to move more than 4 amos, so then many people wouldn't go do the mitzvah in the first place, and that could lead to a terrible pikuach nefashah situation. If you didn't let the hatzalah person return, if you didn't let the midwife return over here, so then they may not be so anxious to go the next time, and that could lead to a real takola. Mishabur continues in Sifkot and Dalet, this person, if he goes to another city, Beheter, so then he's like Anshe'ir. Rabbis Dasu, Ki Ilu Shavaz Bo Bein HaShmashos. The rabbis made it as if he was already in that city at the time of Bein HaShmashos, and he's given the entire city as Dalet Amos, and then he has 2,000 Amos beyond it. They call Ir Lo Ki Arba Amos, as I just said, the entire city for him is Dalet Amos. The issue footnote number 4 brings down, what about his Kalim? So any Kalim that are essential, his clothing that he was wearing, or any tools that he needed, let's say he brought along his stethoscope, so those obviously would also get the 2,000 Amos. But he's left with the Tzarechi, and what about the other utensils of his? So do the utensils follow his new tchum, or do the utensils follow the original tchum that this person had at the beginning of Shabbos? And this is a question that Rav Shlomo Zalman Zatzal raises, but it doesn't give us an answer to. Sif Beis, the Mechaber writes, Hoye yotze b'rishus, if the person did have permission to leave his tchum, v'hu holech baderach, and he's now on the road, v'yomulo, and on his way, he's outside the tchum, he's going to where he thinks he's needed over there to do the bar mitzvah, he's a hatzolah person, he's going to go and do the hatzolah call, but he gets a call on his radio, v'yomulo, k'var nazis ha-mitzvah shiotze lasos, the person is saved, baruch Hashem, the other hatzolah member's there. And now, he's gone beyond his tchum. What should he do? So the din is, the Mechaber says, Yesh lo mimakomo alpayim amal horuach. He stops where he is, as the Mishnah Berurah says in Siv Katan Vav, Sheyidu lo zeh, the place where they tell him that he's no longer needed. He stops right over there, and he has 2,000 amas in every direction from that point. That becomes his new focal point. V'imhoya mikza satchum shiotzim imenu b'rishus, muvla besocha alpayim amal sheyesh lo mimkomo. If he is able with his 2,000 amas to go back within his tchum, so then hareze chozil imkomo. Then he is allowed to go back to his original tchum that was there at the start of Shabbos, ukiilu lo yotzen halachat levivium, as if in fact he did not leave. The Mishbur explains in Sivkot and Zayin, the yesh lo alpayim amos sviv beso kivatchila, and when he gets back, he has his new additional 2,000 amos from his original makum shvitza in every direction. It's mashmo over here from the way the Shulchan Aruch said this. This is only applicable if he actually returned to his original tchum. Then, so when he went beyond the tchum, he was given 2,000 amas in every direction. Now that he comes back into his tchum, he loses the new 2,000 amas in every direction that he got from that place, and he has his old 2,000 amas from his makom shvisa. He doesn't get both. That's what he tells us. This seems to be the psak of the poskim in Shaarei Tzion Osei. He brings down this Rabbeinu Yonasan, the Ritva, the Rabbeinu Yerucham, and others as well. In the Shaarei Tzion Os Dalet, he brings down the kozman shelo shov l'tchumo, when the person has not yet returned to his tchum, mistavra de'ein l'chofo lachzor l'tchumo. You don't force him to go back to his original tchum if he's able to reach it. It's only if he wishes to that he has the benefit of going back to his original tchum. But if he wishes to go in the other direction, once he's halachically was allowed to leave the tchum, and now he has a new makom shvisa, so he doesn't have to return to his old tchum. If he wishes to, he can stay out and use the new tchum that he has and go further in the other direction, 2,000 amos, further from his original makom shvisa. That is heter gomer. And this discussion is also found in Dirshu footnote number 6. If Eino rotze lachzu lebeso el lahamshich mimkomo apay mama, if he doesn't wish to go back, but he'd like to go further in the direction, further away from his original tuchum. So this, Dirshu footnote number 6 says, is the machlokis of the achronim. The Aliyah Rabbah holds, she'eino rashoy leleches leruach acheres, el achayev lachzu lemekomo. Not like we just brought down the Sharat Zion. You must go back if you're able to go back. However, he brings down the Das of the Gon Yaakov that says, L'tovaso amru shiochalaso. The rabbi said, if you want to go back, then you're allowed to go back and you'll get your original tchum. But once you left with permission, you now have a new tchum. And if you wish, you don't have to go back. If you want to go further away, you'd be allowed to do so. Now we go to Sif Gimel. The Mechaber writes, Kol hayotzim lahatzil nafshos yisrael miyad ovdi kochavim. Anybody that goes out to save a Jewish person from the ravages of the goyim. So there's a Jewish person, Rachman al-Slan, that's being attacked, or a community that's being attacked, so you're allowed to go gather forces to go and fight them, and even if it means going beyond the tchum. The issue footnote number 7 brings down, even though you see an entire huge contingent of people going, and you could argue, well, I'm not really needed. Nevertheless, even though you think yesh kvar matzilim, that there are enough people there going to help, nevertheless, afa pikein holach gamhu, you're allowed to still go. And he brings down from the Sefer Kovetz al Harambam, who says, shadav ha-pashadu, this is simple, very straightforward, shein om sha'asur lo lozuz mekomo. In that situation, we don't tell him, you can't move from your dalet amos. Elamutu lo lechas alpayim l'chol ruach. If he goes out, even though he's not needed, he still gets, there's no knas over here, he still gets 2,000 amos. And likewise, even if that includes him going back to his home with the 2,000 amos, he'd be allowed to go back as well. We want to encourage people to go. We want to put any stumbling block whatsoever in the path of a Hatzalah person or a Chayalei Tzal guy that has to go outside the Tchum to save somebody. So therefore, we don't put any stumbling block whatsoever in their path. Other examples of going out for pikuach nefashos to help save other people. The Mechaber says, O min hanar, there's a river that's overflowing and you need to have people go there to put up sandbags or whatever the situation may be, or rescue the people that are drowning. O min hampolis, Rachman al-Slan, a building fell down and you need to get a lot of people to come and help remove the rubble to save anybody that may be still alive underneath the rubble. So in all of these situations, anybody that goes outside is tchum, yesh lem alpayim am al-chol ruach, mimokum shesilu vo. So wherever he actually went, to go do this life-saving work that he was doing, that is his new Mokum Shvisa, and he gets 2,000 amas from around that place. And if he's in a city, he gets that whole city, as we said, plus then the 2,000 amas outside the city. The Mechaber continues, and he writes, V'imhoyso yad ha'ovdei kochovim takifa, if the goyim, while you're able to save this one Jewish person right now, or this community right now, but if you're scared that the goyim are going to come and regroup and attack again, yad ha'ovdei kochovim takifa, they're very strong and powerful, so then in this situation, they don't want to stay where they are because they're afraid that even though they're victorious now, that a larger group of goyim are going to come and going to go and hurt them. So they are allowed then, they're allowed to go back all the way beyond the 2,000 amas they were given, all the way back to their home base, and they can take their weapons with them over here. There is no problem or concern, because if we don't let them do this, then it could lead chas v'shalom next time to nobody wanting to go out. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Ches explains, wrote to Lomar, Av shehit silu ha-Yisrael b'pamzeh, even though they saved the Jew already, so you could argue, well, everything is done. Nevertheless, Avol yad ha-ovdei gilulim takifa, if the goyim are in a very strong position over here, so you may have won this first battle, this skirmish over here, but you're afraid that they're going to come back with larger troops, u'mefachadim lishbos v'sadeh, therefore you're afraid to stay over there, so you're allowed to go more than the 2,000 amas that Chazal gave us over here, all the way back to a safe place. And that's what the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Tes, chozrim b'shabas l'mekomam, Avshu Yosem in Alpayim, even though it's much more than 2,000 amos, but you're allowed to go to a safe place. And you can take your weapons with you. The Mishnah Berurah explains in Sivkot and Yud, Vizemutar Av Kishiyad Yisrael Tekifa. This would be true that you can take your weapons with you, even if you're not afraid that the goyim are going to come and regroup. The Baruch Hashem, the Chayalei Tzvahag and Ali Yisrael are able to protect you. And there is no concern over here once you've saved the person. And the Mishnah Berurah adds, and he says, De'im hoya mekomon besoch alpayim, if they're within 2,000 amos, mutu lachso b'chleizenim, they can take the chleizenim with them. We don't leave the weapons over there. Because de'im yisauku ha'chleizein mehem, if you tell them they have to leave their weapons there, they can go back, but they have to leave the weapons there. Yesh liro shem olir defu ha'oivim achareim. We have to be concerned that now that they don't have weapons, maybe the goyim will come and attack them. Kimavu b'shas, like the Gemara says, and he brings us down the end of the Bach of the Yerabba, and therefore they're allowed to take their weapons with them. You never know what's going to happen, and therefore, if they're not prepared, it could lead chas v'shalom to a loss of life. The issue footnote number 8 brings down another reason behind this that the Rambam brought in Hilchos Shabbos, Halacha Chav Gimel in Perek Beis, and this is also brought down by Levush, Shalote Machshilin Lasid Lavo, that they shouldn't next time not go and do what they have to do. As opposed to over here, that we're afraid that the Goyim, if they don't allow them to take the weapons, are going to come and attack them. So it's two different reasons. So the Bnei Tzion explains that the time that the Gemara says that the enemy will see them without weapons and will come and chase after them, that's a different time than the Rambam. The Gemara over here is telling us that we're allowing them to take the weapons because the Goyim may come and attack them. The Rambam said that they're allowed to take the weapons because if we don't let them take the weapons, then next time they won't want to go out. So he explains, that is the Bnei Tzion, that the reason of the Rambam was the original reason. Until they had this Maaseh Shoy in the Gemara, where the enemy saw that they didn't have weapons and they came and re-attacked them afterwards, so then that now took over as an additional reason besides Tehei Machshil and Liosud Lovo. They won't want to go out next time if you make them leave their weapons there. So now that there was this Maaseh Shoy, that the Goyim came and attacked them after they left their weapons there, so Me'atam Shekosav Rambam Shol Tehei Machshil and Liosud Lovo isn't the only reason, but there's another reason now, and that is because the Goyim may come to attack them, as this Maisa Shehoyah was. With that, we conclude Simen Tov Zayin and today's Shir.